Welcome back here to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Let's get local. Let's keep it local here as we talk to Colin Murray about some really exciting things happening this time of year. Colin, I always think of this coming up in late June because of Independence Day, but we have something spelled, sounds the same, spelled differently, but Dame by Local has put together something around Independence Day to generate some information and awareness for local businesses, and it is called Independence Week. So let's talk about that, Colin. What is Independence Week and what's happening?
Yeah, so this is all about independent businesses, right? And so we play off Independence Day. We have an event that we've done for a number of years, actually, called Independence Week. And we started yesterday, June 25th. We kicked it off with a press conference over at J&J Craftworks in Verona. If you haven't been there, by the way, Jarena has a new location. And I used the wrong name there, didn't I? She changed the name to J&J Gifts and More. So she moved into a new location. So we thought it'd be a nice opportunity to feature her new location. And we did a press conference. Joe Parisi was there from Dane County, county executive, all kicking off Independence Week, which runs now through the 4th of July. So for those who are looking at the calendar, it's a few more days than actually a week that we do here in Madison, because there's just so many good things going on, right? So it's really all about celebrating the entrepreneurship of our local businesses, you know, and especially now with the pandemic, these entrepreneurs have gone through a lot. And they've really stuck it out. And, you know, when I talk to them, you just see that entrepreneur spirit coming through. I'm going to make it one way or another. I'm determined, you know, and just you see that happening with people. So it's a refreshing thing to see even now more than ever. But this is a national event that actually goes through the American Independent Business Alliance, or AMIBA, which Dame by Local is a member of that. It's a trade organization of Buy Local groups from around the country, right? So each of the Buy Local groups can participate in this. And so the question really is, well, how can I, as Joe Consumer or Jane Consumer, participate, right? So The answer is pretty simple. And it's shop locally and really seek out those local businesses that are in the community. And of course, easy ones to think about would be retail or restaurants, something like that. But there's all kinds of other businesses that are locally owned that we can support as well. And maybe some of them we don't think about as often, like an accountant or an attorney, maybe even a financial institution, an insurance company, real estate, you know, the list goes on. But there are local options to all of these things. And sometimes, granted, it's not real easy to switch from wherever you are now to a local option, say, for example, a bank. You know, the way banks and financial things are set up these days, to switch your accounts takes a little work. It's not something that happens overnight. But supporting these local businesses is really important. And we found that through the pandemic, you know, small businesses needed to have a financial institution to apply for the PPP program. And it turned out that the local options did a much better job in helping you out than the national brands. The national brands were just worried about the big guys, you know, the big box stores out there and that sort of thing, and ignored the local options. And so it was really the community banks, the local banks and credit unions that were the ones that came through. But even beyond that, you know, it's also options like nonprofits and how we can support them. So there's lots of different things that we can look at as far as Independence Week is concerned, and just consider where we spend our dollars. And we're not asking somebody to totally spend every last dollar locally. We understand that there are some options that just aren't going to fit as far as being able to spend your dollars locally. We understand that, but give the local businesses a chance. You know, take a look at them and see if we can do something to support them. And one of the ways that we help to spread that word is through our guide or our directory, which we list over 600 businesses in Dane County that are options for local support, these businesses. And there's all sorts of different businesses and categories that are listed there. We've checked them out. We've vetted each of these businesses that are listed there to make sure that they are actually local. So sometimes we'll get applications from businesses who say they're local, but they're really not. So yeah, we want someone that's based here, that's doing business here, and that the dollars are going to stay here in the area. So that's really what Independence Week is all about, and something that we want to celebrate on a regular basis.
And we're talking with Executive Director of Dane by Local, Colin Murray, about Independence Week, which just kicked off and goes through the 4th of July. I think one other thing, Colin, that we've seen, and we talked about on this program before, is just the customer service and the difference in that. Like you mentioned, okay, maybe it's a little challenge or there's some steps to get through to transfer some of your business over to a local financial institution, or even in some cases, even some of your shopping, maybe you go a little bit different routes. Maybe you're traveling a little more to go to some of those places at times. But the experience, the customer service, the follow through, the quality of product or quality of service it's a step up and it's noticeable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that you think about going down and shopping on Monroe Street is a very different experience than walking into Target. And nothing against Target, there's a place for that, but you're not going to have the same experience when you're walking up and down Monroe Street and checking in with the various business options that they provide there.
And if people are looking for a certain number of steps, I would say it's probably comparable. Some of those gigantic stores make you get just as many steps in as if you're walking on the street. And maybe it's a little more fun to step out of a storefront, walk outside for a little bit before you go into the next store. Get back to that old school mentality like Main Streets were.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that before. Get a little fresh air in between each of the shops there. That's probably a good thing, right? Instead of just being cooped up in one big box and not being able to see daylight at all. So you're right. Good point there.
I do love that about our small businesses. The other thing, Colin, that I think is really interesting is so many of them have utilized this time to kind of add to what they already offered. And I think that's also another thing that's really unique about some of our local businesses, and understanding there's even more ways to support them now, to shop with them now. And that's hopefully something that by checking into Independence Week, looking at your own main streets, that people will realize that there are more opportunities to support local businesses now.
Yeah, right. In various ways. Some of these businesses didn't really have much of a website before, or they didn't have a way for you to purchase online before, and now they do. Orange Tree Imports is a good example of that. Orange had two items that you could purchase online. One was gift cards, and the other was her book that she wrote, and that was it. Well, if you go on there now, she's got thousands of items that you can purchase online and have delivered, do curbside pickup, walk in the store and pick it up. So that's just one example of how local businesses have really expanded their services and their offerings. It's definitely a different experience than it was, 18 months ago, before the pandemic. So, not that we'd want to wish the pandemic on anybody, but it did have some fringe benefits to it as far as things that came out of all of this that are definitely good for the local businesses.
That spirit of entrepreneurship, the just being creative and finding ways to make it work, the Tim Gunn style, I love it. Colin, one thing before we get to a quick picnic by the lake announcement is I really enjoy, too, seeing so many more of these smaller communities and other communities having more downtown businesses or Main Street businesses coming back. So there are things right in your downtown, no matter where you live, you should check them out. Okay, Colin, we've got about a minute left. Picnic by the lake. Tell us about who's up this week. I know last Sunday weather was an issue. It looks okay for this Sunday, hopefully. Who's up this Sunday?
Yeah, so Picnic by the Lake, again, that's at the Eastside Club on Monona Drive. Beautiful view of downtown Madison. The music is Madtown Manish Boys. And the food, two of our members here is North and South Seafood and Smokehouse and Migrants, which is on the Beltline there. They will both be there set up and be selling food. So you can picnic right by the lake, enjoy the music, enjoy the view, enjoy a little alcohol if you want. It's all there for you to take in Sunday, 5:30, Eastside Club on Monona Drive.
Man, took the family over to Migrants just a few days ago too, and it was fantastic. My kids love it. So great place to be. Colin, thanks for everything you do at Dane by Local. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you're doing. Picnic by the lake every Sunday. Take care of yourself. Colin, we'll catch you again next week.
Great. Thanks, Jason. Take care.